We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We say good morning to the Lieutenant Governor, Kathy Hochul. Good morning.
Good morning. This is your happy birthday call, Janet.
Yay!
Fun way to celebrate.
I have cake. That's all about all I need. Cake and wine. You know, it's a COVID birthday.
You don't need any more than that. That's
nope,
all you need.
That's all we need. I'm glad we get to talk to you today as, you know, we move into another week. It's funny. I feel like a lot of people were like, all right, we'll get through Thanksgiving and then Christmas is going to be okay. We're far from that. So give us an update on how our area is doing.
We're not doing great, Janet, and unfortunately our predictions came true that a lot of people, first of all, let me say many people followed our guidelines, and we talked about this right before Thanksgiving, and I want to thank them. I want to thank everybody who had to change their plans and not travel and not have out-of-town guests and had small gatherings. You're the ones that have kept our rates lower than they possibly could have been, so let's give them a shout-out right now.
Mm-hmm.
Those, that minority of people who didn't, they are responsible for us now having a spike, the likes of which we've not seen since the beginning of this pandemic, and we might exceed those numbers. This is exactly what we're going through right now. The increase in hospitalization, I would say, is correlated to Thanksgiving, but also indoor gatherings. And I know how fun it is to gather with people to watch the Bills game. What an exciting game we just went through Monday night. But that's a dangerous situation. So we are now seeing an increase. And again, it's not just the increase in the infection rate, which is still around 7%. We were at 1%, 2% just a few months ago, and mm-hmm. we thought, you know, we were concerned about that. So we don't want to become desensitized and think that 7% is okay. It is not. But
right.
What we're doing is measuring that against our hospital capacity. If we have a certain number of people we can project will end up, in, you know, if they're infected, we know how many are infected, how many end up in a hospital, how many end up in ICUs, and get the hospital systems to be preparing for that. That's how we're going to calibrate this and whether or not we're going to have any more shutdowns. We sure hope not, and it doesn't have to be that way because everybody can make a decision today to change their behavior to help us get through Christmas and Hanukkah and New Year's, which are going to be really vulnerable times for us and put a lot of pressure on our poor healthcare workers who are just doing God's work out there every day.
Yeah.
And just not understanding why people aren't listening to the ideas of wearing masks and social distancing. They don't understand why, and I don't either.
Are we expecting a change in the microcluster color coding? Are we expecting a code red? Are we expecting other areas to get lumped into an orange zone? What can you tell me? What would we expect timeline-wise? Is that in the works?
Right now, we have been trying very hard to not have to go into a red zone, and that's why the governor made an adjustment saying you go into red only if you show that you're going to exceed 90% of your hospital capacity within the next 3 weeks. You really need time to plan, and so we're not there just yet. It is very much on the horizon if behavior doesn't change, but we are not. It's not fun to shut down businesses. You know,
sure,
none
no.
of us want to do that. I come from a business family. This is not a thing we want to do. But public health has to be first, and these numbers are just extraordinarily high, and everybody knows someone who's been infected, our local elected officials and people working in mm-hmm. courts and working in businesses all across Western New York, families. We all know somebody now who's had it. And some people don't have bad symptoms. Others end up hospitalized. And I also have to say, don't just think about hospital capacity as being related to people with COVID. That means there may not be space for you if you have heart problems or have need emergency surgery if you're in an accident. I mean, this is what we're talking. Everybody's affected when our hospital capacity is over what we can handle. And again, I give a lot of credit to our hospital systems. I've been in conversations with all the CEOs. They are doing everything they can to expand space and capacity and opening up old hospitals and new venues. But guess what? You can have all the beds in the world, but if you don't have enough staff, it doesn't matter. So we're now having a staffing crisis as well.
So I know that there are emergency rooms in our area that have already shifted. There's the emergency room patients and then the COVID emergency room patients. So they're trying to manage that. But it is overwhelming to the healthcare system. And hopefully we're able to keep those numbers down. When I heard the governor talking about the number of vaccines that were going to come to New York State, to me, it didn't sound like a lot. How many do you think Western New York will get?
It's not a lot for this first wave, and we never thought we'd have a lot in this first wave at all. We were told we were only going to have 170,000 doses. This is given to us by the federal government. And the idea is to get those out to the healthcare workers first. We have about 700,000 healthcare workers. Maybe 20% of those are the ones who are really exposed and in the front lines of dealing with COVID patients. So they're the most vulnerable. So we're going to try and do a certain percentage of those early. The federal government will step in and help us with the nursing home patients and the staff in nursing homes. So those two populations will be handled first. But we want to manage expectations so people don't say, well, I guess I can do whatever I want now because I can get a vaccine. That vaccine is not going to be widely available to the public till late spring, maybe summer, depending on supplies. And we just saw an article today and yesterday, which is quite shocking, that Pfizer, who manufactures them, offered the federal government millions more doses, and they declined, and they took them over to Europe. So we cannot let that happen. That's not something we can control. But the second the vaccines are available, we have an incredible distribution plan. This is like a military operation.
We're going it sounds to war like
here,
it.
And we're going to have everybody engaged, and we're getting the trucks ready to transport the vaccine. They're getting the cold refrigeration ready. They're getting everything ready. So we'll be able to get it out the second it gets into our hands, and we have a priority list. And so we've been working on this actually since July. This is not a new phenomenon. We're ready to handle it. We wish we had more, but every time we get a vaccine available, it's going to be administered.
Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul on the phone this morning on KISS 98.5. Schools, the governor had mentioned a couple days ago that they're actually safer than originally thought. Are we going to see a bigger shift, do you think, to maybe reopening schools where they were the first things to shut down along with gyms and barbershops and that? Like, as the metrics become more transparent, more available, more clear, will we see the shifting to maybe open up those places that turn out aren't so dangerous?
Yes, and let's start with schools. You're absolutely right that we are willing to be flexible enough to say, yes, the data has changed. At first, they were viewed as a vulnerable place because you have a number of people together in schools. But we realize the schools that have been open, they're really following the protocols. I mean, the teachers are making sure the students are wearing the masks. They're staying socially distant. There's fewer children in a classroom. Some of it's hybrid, where part of the class is learning at home, but then they're back in a classroom the next day. So we've left that flexibility up to the school districts, but we've also learned, and this is not a real surprise, that a lot of students are falling behind. Now, this is not working for many of them, and parents, particularly the moms, are not able to get to work. And so this is hurting the families financially. It is making it a nightmare for those who have young enough children that need to be watched. How does the mom go to work? So it's affecting the economy. Their jobs are not getting done. So this has a ripple effect. But the number one question is it a safe place for them to go? And now the studies are showing, as we've done more tests, statewide, and in New York City, which is doing a lot of testing as well, it's many areas less than 1% infection rate, where the outlying community may be 4, 5, 6, 7% infection rate. So it's a better place, particularly for K-8, because the younger ones, they don't have a driver's license. They're not going to be, running to the mall and meeting their friends and socializing. You can control the activities of the younger children. And they're the ones that are probably less disciplined to be sitting staring at their monitor all day long, which is just a nightmare for these kids. I feel
right,
for them
so
as well.
Hard.
What about those other businesses where maybe the metrics are not what they originally were thought to be, like gyms?
Yeah, we're still following the CDC guidelines, which consider them to be high risk. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you, if anything changes, we're willing to adapt to it, no doubt
good.
About it. But right now, we're following CDC guidelines.
Okay.
You know that if somebody can't get their nails done in Erie County, they're going to Niagara County? You know that, right?
I know that.
That's frustrating. Yeah,
that.
Like, can we do anything about that?
I know that.
Like, do we? You know, it's hard.
It was easier when we had these universal shutdowns in one sense. You know, there wasn't any what they call forum shopping or shopping around for a fair restaurant that's open. But
sure. We
don't want to penalize people in areas where they don't have as high of an infection rate. That's really not a smart thing to do either. So I understand that people are doing that. We encourage them not to, because if you live in an orange zone, you're in an orange zone because there's a higher rate of infection, meaning you're more likely to be exposed just by your casual contacts, by going to the grocery store, you know, people coming to your house. And so it's not a smart thing to do, but I understand people are doing that. So I guess we'd have trouble stopping that. We don't encourage it, though.
No, I don't encourage it either, but literally I will hear from, let's say, friends, that the wave of people will go just like they'll follow what's still open, and they'll kind of, there are certain restaurants that have become very popular.
That's human nature. That's what they're going to do.
Like,
can't get it here, you'll get it there.
Right. The wave of people just kind of drives that way. And I'm just like, come on, you guys, let's get
it. It's not fair, but I don't think there's an easy answer. And I think, Lieutenant Governor, you'd agree, like, you've got to draw the line somewhere. You're doing the best you can.
Yeah.
As long as you guys are flexible from the state, like, on, you know, as the metrics change, be aware of it. I'm glad that that's happening.
We have that. In fact, if you look at the earlier metrics, all of Western New York should have been in a red zone. Everything shut down by now.
Yep.
But we
yep.
would everything would have been shut down except for essential services. So I think people recognizing we're prioritizing public health always first, but we're also going to be, you know, intelligent about this and look at the numbers and what's happening in different industry sectors. So we do have a lot more data than we had before, and that's why this micro-cluster approach, not saying that an entire region or an entire half of the state has to be shut down or affected because of spikes in one area. We make it much more targeted. Even within Erie County, there are areas that are outside the orange zone that are in the yellow zone and, you know, the neighboring county. So we're trying to be, it's harder in a sense to do it that way. But we think it's fairer. It's fair to not have a one brush that's, you know, paints everything the same color, when in fact the numbers don't justify it. But if they start justifying it, that will have to be the consequence. That's not what we can control. I Governor Cuomo and I cannot control that. That is up to every single individual.
And finally, the governor. Let's talk about him. Does he know that those cling stickers on the windows are out and everybody's putting them up as if he's peeking in? Like, is he aware of that? Because my cousins have them at their house, and I think it's hysterical. I have a friend who put it on their car. It's just really funny, and I wondering if he is okay with it.
I think he knows about it, and he joked about it at one of his. Yeah, I think
he's okay with
people,
it.
If it makes, you know, maybe they feel more comfortable knowing that Governor Cuomo is watching them and keeping them safe.
Sure.
I don't know if that's the point of them.
Well, you know what?
I like the way you think.
Families feel good
safe.
Spin.
I think they're doing it because they like Governor Cuomo keeping an eye on it.
Yeah.
That's why. And they know that we have the fourth lowest infection rate in the nation. Fourth lowest in the nation.
Look at that pro. Oh,
like a
right
watchful
there.
Father
I
overlooking, okay?
He cares about all his children in the state, so he's watching.
Well played, Lieutenant Governor.
You are doing the work. I mean, I don't even know how you train for this situation and this spot that our area is in. You're doing a great job trying to make sense of it all. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Janet. And try to enjoy your birthday with cake and as much wine as you think you need today.
Thank you. I won't be going anywhere, so sure, why not?
No,
appreciate it.
You're not driving anyhow. So
no,
right,
exactly.
Snowmobile today, Jan.
No, appreciate the time. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul on KISS 98.5.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!